is 7:37. Roll call, Mr. Brown.
Present.
Mr. Graham. Ms. English Dixon.
Here.
Ms. Moss. Mr. Brangle.
Present.
Mr. Newbecker. And Mr. O'Connell.
Here.
And we have four people, so we have a quorum.
Okay, just real quick, any public comment?
We have no public.
We have no public, so seeing there is none. We'll move on to next, the approval of the last meeting minutes.
Can I just ask a question on the minutes? Can we just like spell my name right? With like.
Wait, I spelled wrong.
With like one T and no hyphen?
Let's see here. Is it one T?
It's one T and no hyphen.
You realize I've been doing it this way for like.
I know, but I just read it this time.
Okay.
I always read the minutes. I always read the minutes, but I don't know if it always looks like
one
that.
One T, no hyphen.
One T, no hyphen.
You got it.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. To approve the minutes.
As amended.
As amended.
Yes.
Seconded.
Okay. Is it just an all?
Yep.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, next we're going to move on to a discussion of existing projects and development. So do you want to kick us off, Eric?
Yeah, let's, if I can get a motion to recess into executive session for the purpose of discussing acquisition of real property.
So moved.
Seconded.
Aye. One step ahead of the game, I love it. Mr. Brown, I have to do a roll call on this one. Mr. Brown.
Here.
Ms. English Dixon?
Yes.
Mr. Brangle?
Here.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
All right. Time is at 7:39. We're back in open session. We'll do a roll call. Mr. Brown?
Present.
Ms. English Dixon?
Here.
Mr. Brangle?
Here.
Mr. O'Connell?
Here.
All right, it's 8:40. Any other business, anything else we want to discuss here today?
I have a friend who works at the county but lives in Galewood, and I don't know if you know, there's some talk about Galewood and Oak Park teaming up on North Avenue.
Okay.
And they're looking at TIF and enhancements and retail, and so they're looking at the whole corridor, both sides, which, again, that's my sort of issue. We've got to look at both sides. It may fit very well or dovetail in with what we're doing.
Okay.
And I've always
thought. Do you know who's, is there a consultant on that, or?
I'll find out.
Okay.
I'll find out.
I know the people who were marketing the strip center right by the old Charter One. That was a spirit.
Oh, the one where the Chase used to be?
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's a challenging center.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're going to have a tough time. I don't know what they're going to do with that old St. Paul Federal Charter One. U.S. Bank building.
Yeah.
It's a monster.
It is.
That's a monster.
The North Avenue stuff is a neighborhood-led group led by a woman who is so activist. She's got all the time in the world. She's doing this and manages to pull together some pretty big meetings, but doesn't really have a lot of people from the business or the government side on either side, except for somehow she's managed to get the county built in.
This friend actually, he works at the county. I don't know if the county's involved, but he was tied with the alderman. So I don't know. Again, it's just, as we start, I don't know where North Avenue TIF is, but.
It's one of the many things we're working on.
Yeah, so it's, as we talk about it, I always, if you could comprehensively look at that, pool your resources.
Mm-hmm.
DPD's got a very active focus on what they consider the west side. Which includes Austin, Galewood,
mm-hmm.
and all those, mm-hmm. those communities kind of to the north and east of Oak Park. And, they're open. They're listening to a whole bunch of stuff because of just the loss of economic base,
right.
And also just the need to kind of help maintain or / revitalize those communities. So there will be a lot of city attention over there for the foreseeable future.
All right.
And then just one other thing, there at some point in time we're going to try to get a meeting together with Economic Development, the Plan Commission, the Village Board, talk about the comprehensive plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so that'll be forthcoming. I think that can help us a little bit in terms of directionally where we're going. Case in point, the Harlem Avenue in Chicago, if you look at the comprehensive plan, everything on Harlem is you know, for residential, and, you know, should that be the case? And so, you know, I think a lot of those conversations will be happening over time.
Yep.
So
with strategies.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
Comprehensive plan with pretty pictures doesn't do us any good.
Exactly.
Comprehensive plan that has priorities, strategies forward. I mean, that's what I think this has to focus on. Yep. So I welcome that meeting. Be good.
All right. That's it.
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
The next meeting is
October
13th.
October
13th.
I may or may not. I may not be here, but I'll let you know.
And then, speaking of which, so the 10th, if there's an opportunity, I'm going to be out of town the 10th, but if there's an opportunity to.
Yeah, I actually checked out. I'm maybe out of town that day, too, so that may be a movie.
Well,
the November 10th
you're
meeting?
Not, yeah. If you're not there, then we're not having it.
Yeah. So that one, so October 13th, yes, November 10th.
10th, so there might be a change in that one. So.
Okay. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks, guys.